trees are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago.
Leave all we know. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, whenever he first got here, he kind of went through the relationship with Peyton and how it kind of worked throughout the week and the off season, and what Peyton liked, what Peyton didn't like. So, I mean, you're talking about a lot of experience there, and a lot of success. So, I think Adam had a good feel and picked his brain pretty clean, you know, the last 3 years, and it's kind of been able to help me too.
Jay, after scoring 34 against the Lions, what's the biggest advantage of the bye week for the offense? Is it just a matter of getting healthy, or are the things the coaching staff saw in self-scouting that can enhance your preparation?
We're such a young offense, we're still kind of figuring it out. And defensively, we're still kind of learning about ourselves and who we are and what direction we want to go and what guys do best. So, we did look at ourselves. We look at certain situations in the game, what we're running, strong, weak, those type of things. But getting everyone healthy, I mean, I think that was probably the biggest key for us.
That's Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler right here on the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, bye week and then busy. It's been a long while.
We took the bye, too, just like the Bears did. So, hey, nothing wrong with that. And a lot of things happening around the NFL and also with the Bears. I guess the big news during the bye week was our big tackle.
Jeremiah Ratliff got cut, which was a huge shock to me. They haven't said anything at all about it. From what I heard from like the rumors and the people reporting, it was something like he had to be escorted off the premises.
I think he came to work a little inebriated.
Yeah.
And then he threw a big fit.
At Ryan Pace,
John Fox. But did you see the story that this happened last year with him and he shoved a coach, knocked him down or something? And they say that's when the Trestman lost the entire team, because that very same Sunday he became one of his alternative captains. And
yeah.
So, I mean, Trestman had no control. It shows it.
Yeah, Ratliff. Now, I was hearing the radio. They were saying if he was 6 years younger, or like 5 years younger, he would have been still on the team, which I think is true.
That's very possible. Look at Greg Hardy, what happened this past week with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so... But you know what? You hate to see a good guy go, especially when Eagle Ferguson's on IR.
Yeah.
But I got to respect John Fox and Ryan Pace for their decision.
He was probably one of our most important players in the defensive line.
But he hasn't played much, and our defense has been respectable this year. So, hey, a lot of people talking about ifs and this and that because of trade deadline coming up.
Yeah. But I want to talk keys to the game a little.
Already?
Oh, yeah, trade. Let's do trade.
Yeah, well, they're talking about would you trade Matt Forte is my question to you. And
yes.
What would you trade him for?
I would trade him. And I would have to at least get a third-round pick.
Yeah, I think the only way we should trade Matt Forte is get something worthwhile. It's got to be minimum third round.
Yeah, because Matt Forte, I know he's hit 30, but if the Bears don't re-sign him, let's get something out of him. Let's get
right.
A pick or two.
Yeah. I think next year, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed, and I heard Waddle and Sylvie saying today, you know, a couple years, $9 million for 2 years, guaranteed, you know, most of it guaranteed. That'd be all right, because Matt's in good physical shape.
And talk about other NFL rumors. I heard rumors that Calvin Johnson could be traded. Like, just possibilities, like the Patriots or somebody. Isn't that
That'd
crazy?
Be unbelievable,
That'd be insane.
But his money, they're trading
huge.
Away a boatload of money
if
they do that.
And
he's slowed down a step, but he didn't show it on that that Detroit game there.
Yeah, he did very good.
He did fairly well there. Any other Bears news that's been going on? Not a lot during a bye week that's going on. I think, Grassu.
He's hurt. He has a neck. He was limited on Wednesday and did not practice today.
Yeah, so that's not great.
What's
the rest of our injuries look like?
The injury report, Jamon Bushrod's on it with a shoulder, limited. He might play, he's probably doubtful. Bruce Gaston, we just signed him.
Yeah.
He hasn't practiced at all with an illness.
Yeah.
Shane McClellan with a knee, hasn't practiced at all. Patrick Olamey. the guard, limited practice. Antrobol, ankle, limited practice. Matt Slauson, knee and shoulder, limited practice. Now, real fast, the Vikings. Adrian Peterson hasn't practiced at all this week with a hip, a finger, and an ankle.
Well, he hit them all, didn't he? There, as long as he doesn't swallow any chewing tobacco.
He made an excuse because he said he's kind of allergic to shrimp.
Yeah.
So he ate scallops, or he ate shrimp, which allergic reaction. He made an excuse like that.
Was that the story now? I thought that Sunday game day they were saying he swallowed chewing tobacco.
He did, but he's making up a story now about shrimp.
Oh, okay. He should get a spanking for that. Oh, my bad on that one there. We're excited for the Bears to be coming back. You know, it's fun just seeing all the things that are going on, the changes, how they're running it. A lot of people are complaining about John Fox and the media. I expect it.
Yeah, most coaches are not open with the media.
No.
Look at Bill Belichick, probably the best coach in the league. His interview's like, that's his interview.
Yeah, so John Fox, they might as well plan on he's not going to say very much of anything.
You were driving me to school, and they were saying, oh, John Fox released some groundbreaking news, and it was just Jeremiah Ratliff got cut. No.
Right.
Yeah.
I was expecting something big. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker on that one. I think a question, you know, on they asked Jay, our friend of the podcast, David Hall, asked Jay on that initial soundbite for us, or Jay said he's learned a lot just from Adam Gase, where Adam picked Peyton Manning's brain all those 3 years. So I bet he has learned a little bit.
When you work with Peyton Manning, you're definitely going to pick his brain. You're going to just absorb everything you can, because he's probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in the history of NFL. And anything you can get from him, from your next team and your next team's QB, that will help him.
I think you're right on that. And I was on a few stats, you know, the Bears on third down conversion percentages, they're ranked 8th in the NFL right now.
That's really good.
That's really due to Jay, because that even includes where Jimmy Clausen started.
Yeah.
Was that Seattle? And
he had like one third down conversion.
He had 5 of 25 in his time that he took over those two games.
Yeah, that was bad.
So that's counting that with the stats for the Bears. That's pretty great, really. So,
some other stats. The Bears have held opponents to under 200 passing yards 4 times, the most in the NFL.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Another stat, the offensive line. We've averaged 4 yards a carry.
That's great.
And 112 rushing yards per game. Our line has been really duct tape and baling wire to keep them together.
I'll take that every day of the week. 4 yards per carry and 112 yards a game.
So, I mean, John Fox is able to do a lot with very little to speak of.
Yeah. When you mentioned our offensive line was duct taped together and everything, it's going to be a big problem this week.
Oh, yeah.
They destroyed the Lions' offensive line. They got 13 hits in Stafford, 7 sacks, coming from 6 different players. The biggest one is Everson Griffith.
Yeah.
He's going to be Charles Winnow Jr. is going to have his hands full with him.
You know, and I think Jermon Bushrod, listening to an interview with him, he's kind of resigned to the fact that he's going to be kind of relegated to helping Leno learn the position. He's young. And everybody said nice things about Leno.
He's
lately.
Done good. You
he's
can't
done
complain.
Great. Yeah.
But he's going to have trouble this week. I can already see, I think, with
I don't know a lot about Minnesota's defense, but I guess they are pretty good. Everett Griffith is his name?
Everson Griffith.
Everson Griffith. So that's the guy we've got to keep an eye out. And, you know, they have some decent linebackers, too.
Yeah, Chad Greenway, Anthony Barr, their rookie.
Yeah.
And their best player on the defense, Harrison Smith, their safety.
Notre Damer.
Yeah. The Bears had the chance to draft him, I think, and they passed on him.
Right. You know, the Bears have talked, speaking of safety, Antrobol, I would be nice if he played, because he's the kind of guy that can get up in the box and put a hit on Adrian Peterson. Pernell McPhee's already said he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard him talking, if Mr. Fuller doesn't really step it up, they might try to move him to the safety position next year. So
you can't do that in the middle of the season, because if you just throw him in the fire in the middle of the season, he's going to make too many mistakes. It's going to cost you games.
So, I mean, the Bears are definitely a work in progress. I still have not lost hope of them winning a few more games. Them winning the division, we know that's going to be impossible.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But if it You know, if they, but look at the rest of the league. It's mediocre. I think there's only 8 teams with winning records in the NFC.
How many weeks have we been and we saw crap Thursday night games? How many?
Terrible.
Crap. They've just been terrible. Now, tonight's game, a little bit better. Dolphins at the Patriots. Dolphins are doing good. Patriots, obviously, doing really good.
Yeah, and we're not watching the game. It's 7:57 Central time, so we haven't seen any of it. So yeah. I think it starts soon, or it might have started already. Go ahead.
There's been a lot of mediocre teams, but the NFL still brings in those viewers.
Oh, yeah. And the Dolphins, though, I mean, I was high on them. Remember our preseason show? They've shown what they're made of. I mean, I don't know what happened there, but getting rid of him, they definitely got psyched and motivated.
That Dan Campbell, I think his name is, he's been doing great. I guess the players just want to run through a brick wall for him, which if that's the case, you're doing pretty darn good for a coaching job.
You got that right. So coming up, Minnesota Vikings at the Bears. Minnesota hasn't won at Soldier Field in many years. I think it's around 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Adrian always has a great game against us on those days. I mean, we'll have to see. I don't know. I just think coming off the bye week probably will help the Bears in some ways because they've had 2 weeks to plan.
Their injuries will be more healed. Alshon seems like he's fully healed. And for Alshon, that's really good. That opens up the vertical passing game. Mm-hmm. When he was out, we didn't have any vertical threats. Now we can send a guy deep, which will take some of the linebackers and safeties back, and that will leave the underneath routes for Eddie Royal to work.
He broke those Bears receiving records, I think, both times against the Vikings, didn't he, last year?
That was his rookie season, actually, versus the Saints and the Vikings.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, he's had some good showings against them.
He had like 240 yards.
Right. And that, I think Josh McCown was the QB that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Bears do have their handful, especially going against that defensive line. Now, you didn't mention Eddie Royal. Is he on the...
No, he's fully healthy.
That's great.
He's a complete go, which... Like I just said, Alshon taking the top of the defense, Eddie Royal, I think he's going to have a heyday in the middle of the field.
This past week, the coaches said it was kind of a blessing in disguise that these guys were hurt because Jay's really had to work with the younger receivers.
And with working with these younger receivers, you have to know the offense better. You have to put in more work studying the playbook, which that means when you get your better receivers back, that means you know the offense completely and you have weapons. Completely awesome.
And Jay, you know, he's not got enough credit this year for how he's performed. For instance, he has 16 fourth quarter comeback drives. So that's pretty impressive. And even this week, if he hits one touchdown pass, that's going to tie him with the Bears' all-time leader, Sid Luckman. And two, he's the all-time leader for the Bears.
Well, the Bears haven't had a great history at quarterback. I'm just saying that they've probably had one of the weakest. And Jay, he's a clutch QB. He really is. People don't give him credit. They say he just throws interceptions. He's proven them all wrong this season.
Yeah, but he's had a couple killers this year.
He's had a couple dumb throws.
Yeah, that was a couple of them kind of irritated me. But getting to the game again, the Bears have their work cut out for them this week. The coaches know that. The players know that. They're coming off a bye week. We got some injury issues. So, I mean, all we can do is see how they do. I mean, that's it. Really, I think John Fox will have them primed and ready to go. Pernell McVie, like I said earlier, he's ready. He wants to do some hitting on AP.
Also, with that, the Vikings offensive line is weak. I expect Jarvis Jenkins and Pernell McVie to have a big day.
Is Matt Khalil, is he back to his earlier standards?
He's decent. He hasn't lived up to expectations.
But now what about Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, I've heard good things about him, but I've not seen anything that's really super outstanding. And he's got that new receiver. Yeah.
That was great by the Vikings, trading back into the first round to pick him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a great move by him. They got their franchise QB, which I think he's showing pocket awareness. He's accurate. He makes good decisions. He doesn't make mistakes. He just needs to learn to make the big throw. Once he learns that, he'll be very good.
You know, and remember when it was before the draft, his pro day, everybody thought, oh, he's going to drop out. He's going to not do well. And that pro day killed him, really.
Before that pro day, he was projected going like the top 5 or 10, but he had that awful pro day. He just wasn't on it. And
no.
If it wasn't for the Vikings, he would have been in the second round.
Okay, so this is our getting back in the groove show. So, Cayman, I'll tell you what. We'll pick the Bears in just a little bit. You know what we forgot to do, though? How to follow us here. We've had a lot of new Facebook followers, so you can follow the Chicago Bears Beat on Facebook. You can email us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com.
Follow, download the podcast on iTunes, 5-star review, Podomatic, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio.
You can follow Caveman at Caveman Bailey on Twitter.
Follow my dad at dubaileys. Follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod.
So a lot of different ways you can touch base with the podcast. So, hey, what's going on this week in the games? Let's just go through them real quick.
Detroit Lions at the Chiefs. It's another England game. The Chiefs have a 64% chance to win.
Detroit Lions and the Chiefs. Oh, man. That's a stinker.
Yeah.
That is. I'm just flip a coin. I'm going Chiefs because I just don't like the Lions.
I'm going Chiefs too. Bucks at Falcons. Falcons have an 80% chance to win.
Well, the Falcons, where are you getting all these percentages?
I found them.
Found them, okay. Well, I'm going to go with the percentages on that one. I got to go with the Falcons.
I'm going Falcons, too. Cardinals at the Browns, 61% chance for the Cards.
I think no contest, Cardinals.
I'm going upset, Browns.
Whoa, that's a big one.
Niners at the Rams. Rams, 72% chance to win.
Niners at the Rams. I'm going to go with you on that one, Rams.
I'm going with the Rams, too. Like Tom Allen says, the Niners are hot, puke, in a bag.
Yeah, yep.
Giants at the Saints, 60% chance for the Saints.
Giants at the Saints. I'm going Giants on this. I just don't think I don't think the Saints have it. Drew Brees is still not 100% healthy. We've got to go with the Giants.
I'm going Giants, too. Chargers at the Ravens. The Ravens have been doing terrible. 64% chance for them to win.
Another one that tough for both those teams. That's a game that's not. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to go against Trestman and say the Chargers are going to make a comeback and win that one.
I'm going Ravens. Now Bengals at Steelers. Bengals with a 51% chance to win.
A Bengals better team.
Yeah, Bengals. Titans at Texans. Texans have a 60% chance to win.
Boy, oh boy. That's another NFL news. Ryan Mallett missed the plane.
Did bad in the game.
Got booted off the team.
Yeah.
So he's gone. He's gone now. I'm going to go with the Texans on that, though.
Yeah, Texans.
Isn't Mariota still hurt or he had some surgery?
Yeah. Mike Wisenhunt was not happy about that.
Yeah, so.
Jets at the Raiders. Raiders, 52% chance.
Boy. I'm going Jets on that.
I'm going Raiders. Seahawks at Cowboys. Seahawks, 61% chance.
Seahawks at Cowboys. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to have to go with no Tony Romo yet. I'm going with Seahawks. They got to win.
I'm going Seahawks too. The Cowboys, they just had so much trouble on the sideline of Greg Hardy, injuries. Yeah, Seahawks. Sunday night game, Packers at Broncos. They're giving Broncos a 53% chance to win.
I think the defense is what gives them that percentages, but I'm rooting for the Broncos in this game, for sure. But I really think I'm going with the Packers.
I'm going with the Broncos. I think that defense does wonders versus Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Monday night, Colts at Panthers, 70% chance for the Panthers. I think this is a must win for Chuck Pagano.
It is, and you got to root for our friend Ron Rivera, former Bear.
Riverboat Ron.
Yeah, Riverboat Ron. The Colts, boy, oh boy, I don't foresee them firing a coach midseason, but hey, anything is possible because Pagano, I mean, the only games they can win is against their own division, which the division is terrible. They could win that division with under .500 record, like
easy.
Seattle did years ago. Got to go with the Panthers on that.
I'm going Panthers, and I'm saying it's not even going to be close. I think Ryan Grigson fires Chuck Pagano the next
day.
Whoa,
that's a bold prediction.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, okay.
Most important game of the week, the Vikings.
To us.
Yeah. Vikings at the Bears, they're giving the Vikings a 72% chance to win.
They haven't won a Soldier Field in quite some time, and I popped my Kool-Aid just a little bit ago. I'm going Chicago Bears, 28-21 against the Vikings.
This is going to be a tough game for the Bears. I'm going Vikings 17, Bears 10.
Wow, going against the beloved. I don't know. You're a little more clear-headed when it comes to...
It's a tough game for the Bears. Yeah. I want them to win, but it's not looking good.
They got to get back on a winning track, so...
Got to get the momentum.
Well, you know, there's our predictions. There's our podcast. We want to do a review show right after the game on Sunday.
We most likely will because it's a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock game, so we should be able to do it then. But, again, we can't thank you enough for downloading the podcast, sharing the podcast. It's very... gratifying when so many friends of the podcast do that for us.
Now, if I have the schedule right, I think we play Monday night next week versus the Chargers.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Monday
night. Well, at least they got a good opponent that we should be able to do something with. So, hey, from Studio 34, that's this edition of the Chicago Bears Beat. And only one other thing to say from me, bear down, friends.
That's a wrap.
Even braver go, wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago. Oh, but me, the Lord will give us all we want. We carry with us. You know where I can be found. Where the rainbow is the ground. I'm not alone. I'm not afraid. Cause it's perfect. Magic we know on this sapphire we call home. My coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. Everything will be better in Chicago. Everything will be better in Chicago. Yeah. Chicago.